Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
The late night anger management class has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people at Bustler, but everybody else in between throwing it down. Night two of the National Basketball Association regular season. We've got a full slate of games. And, you know, we talked about the Super Bowl hangover curse in the past. Is there an NBA Finals hangover? Probably. And the Miami Heat are finding that out as the Orlando Magic beat the Miami Heat tonight. New York Knicks, new era Knicks, same result. Pacers win by 14. Cleveland Cavaliers step up and get it done. Big time matchup in Boston between Milwaukee and Boston. And I'll tell you what, man, you could take a bunch of these teams in the Eastern Conference and you throw them on a court together, fans, no fans, bubble, street, arena. I don't care, man. You're going to get these games. You know, the Toronto Raptors and the Boston Celtics played a seven-game playoff series last year. Same crap. It always came down just to a point here, a foul there. And that's what happened tonight with Boston and Milwaukee. And people are already piling on Milwaukee. And we're not going to do that. We're not, you know, we're not the type that jumps in after one game to start ripping teams, because we've been ripping Milwaukee for the last couple of years. All right. So Milwaukee's lineup is just not that good. And they never change anything. They change players, but they never change styles. They'll change sort of like one dude for another dude that does the exact same thing and say, hey, look, we're retooled. But ultimately, they only have a couple of good players, right? You know, you've got Giannis. Giannis is awesome. Chris Middleton is overrated. And Jrue Holiday's good, but people are talking about this dude like he's Magic Johnson combined with Isaiah Thomas and Kevin Johnson or something like that. Yeah, he's good. And look at everybody else after on the Milwaukee Bucks. Big story tonight to me, and we're going to get into this. You know, we have more time tonight to break it down, and I'm not talking about James Harden being a fat-ass loser that he is. But, yeah, good job. The Houston Rockets didn't have eight eligible players to play the game. First game of the year. And I don't know, I can't help but think that maybe James Harden hanging out with strippers and Instagram models every night and not wearing a mask might have had something to do with that. But Karl Anthony Towns goes off, and I see all these headlines and stories in the sports world, yet I'm not seeing a lot of love for Cat. And you know what? I love cats, and I'm starting to love this cat as well. Sports Rage Late Night. Bring it.
Relax. You don't have to actually play these sports. Just know about them. Keep it here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year.
Don't believe us?
Never turn us off.
You'll see.
Keep listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Tight anger management class continues. I am Morenci throwing it down. It's the Wicked Wednesday, and I can tell it's going to be one of these nights here tonight. A night that feels like smashing things. And I swear to God, I really do. And I say this, and I don't even want to use the Lord's name vainly here, because I really do. I don't wake up angry. And I don't wake up and say, you know what, I'm going to freak out about things all day. But that's just what happens. And, you know, none of us expect to face the challenges that we face on a daily basis. But I think how we react and how we deal with them is more indicative, because everybody's going to deal with problems. And everything is sort of correlated into sports as well, right? And, you know, how about like we see. Same thing. We see this with like pitchers, Major League Baseball pitchers. It's about how they all, you know, how do you react after things go bad? And I got to tell you, I guess defensive backs in football is the same thing. It's all about how you react after you get burnt for a play, right? You have to have a short memory. And I'd have to say as gamblers and as talk show hosts, it's the exact same thing. All right. So let's bring in do we have the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart? Is he ready to go? All right. Are we going to get the video up, or are we just doing audio only here tonight? All right. Oh, the video is malfunctioning. That's impossible. Nothing would ever malfunction. I can't believe that.
What's the video of? Was it of you?
Yeah, it's our camera of me, Cam. What's going on?
Good. I just don't want a video on me tonight. That's all. I got to, you know, it's just... I'd like to be guy incognito. It's just been one of those days, Morenci. I haven't started drinking yet. I actually just went shopping for the family. I picked up a couple shrimp rings, a bag of pot stickers. I got some nice appetizers, some scallops and bacon, and a couple other things at the store. And the bets went pretty good early, but I'll tell you, man, a lot of backdoor nonsense there. But you know what? Who cares? You said it. Another day, whatever. We'll get over this stuff. We do it every day. Only one game on the board tomorrow, but I guess we'll smash it.
Or get smashed by it. It could go.
That's... Yeah. That's more accurate. Yes, the bowl. I've fallen into the bowl trap, man. These games go under. Like, see that game tonight. Oh, hey, what's the final score? 25-10. Like, you know what I mean? And the other game, I had the wrong team teased. Both sides would have hit barely by the hook. But yeah, I'm getting sick and tired of this crap, Morenci. And with COVID, it's even. You said it. Just it's impossible to pick. You can break down all the things you want. Doesn't matter.
You know what I'm sick and tired of, Cam? Green screens. Second tired of green screens.
Yeah, green screens.
I'm sick and tired of green screens, lights, lights cords. Flashing, cords. And
here I am. I can't even have people over. Like, I know it's COVID, but literally, if you look on my floor, other than like, you know, some tobacco that you left when you quarantined here, I don't think I vacuumed since. I got loose papers. I got about 7 cords. They look like snakes. I got power bars. The lights are hanging on by a thread. I got this sound wall thing. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's not a home, Morenci. It's a dump. That's what it is. It's a dump with equipment.
Say you live in a dump with equipment.
with equipment. Yes, and a green screen.
Yeah, and a green screen brought to you live. Right, but like I said, it is true. It's easy to get caught up in stuff in the moment. You get upset about these things. So a story I wanted to get to, and I brought this up off the top of the show. I don't know if we can kill that sort of echo that I'm getting as well. You know, it would be nice if we could just have a nice Christmas show on the way out here, right? But evidently not. It's going to be more Festivus-like than anything. I swear to God, Cam, if I hear damn echoes, like, There's got to be, like, you know, basically, we're giving everyone the Christmas holiday here for a couple of days. But if I hear echoes, people are going to start hearing echoes in their head after I start hitting people, Cam.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, a lot of that stuff going around, Morency.
Yes.
It's hard to it's hard to get a clean ride. Hard to get a clean ride.
A clean ride. We got cleaner rides from our crap ass jockeys that we used to own our horse on. They gave us.
Oh yeah,
we never got a clean ride.
Oh, it's funny you mentioned that. I was watching the horse racing channel, and they had all, like, the loser D-tracks on, and all the guys that, you know, used to race for us suddenly are winning. It's just, I'm just sitting back going, where was this kind of effort to split three horses and win at Western Fair? When you had our horse, you, like, got scared, and you came in ninth. It's unbelievable, man. Me and you, our luck with stuff, it's just, I'm like, these are the same turkeys that used to finish 12th. Now they're winning.
Yeah, of course. Our downfall, well, we had a lot of downfalls with our horse. Of course, me and Cam owned a horse. We had a lot of downfalls with the horse, but I'd have to say our biggest one actually was we had a really good driver. A jockey's a thoroughbred, but you call it a driver when you do harness racing, right? So we had a good driver, real good guy, Travis Cullen. And was that his name? Yeah, Travis Cullen, right?
Yeah, Travis Cullen, one of the best.
Yeah. He was very good, and we noticed that we'd do better when we won with him, and, you know, we'd finish in the money when he would ride our horse. And I spoke to I said, what's the deal? I said, this guy's real good. And they said, oh, I don't know if he's good. He's just dangerous. And I said, what do you mean? They said, basically, he does things that he'll sort of risk his life, Cap. Which, that's what we're looking for in a driver. This guy will risk his life to win 10% of your purse. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with it.
He'll cut things. They're like, oh, yeah, he does things that basically, he's not like a danger to other drivers, but he's willing to do things and risk himself, right, that other people won't do. Like, the older guys won't do that. The older guys, like, they're like, I'm not doing this to make $750 if the horse wins, right? So. They'll do what they can do to win, except our problem is Travis liked to win so much. There were some added substances in some of the horses, allegedly.
I actually think it was factually because he got banned for a while.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah,
guy looks great.
It was baking soda.
All I know is I watch him and he wins a lot.
You're telling me you don't think Baffert and these guys give the horses baking soda? Oh, I guess baking soda is a little picker-upper for a horse. They like it.
Listen, I don't want to get the network sued or anything like that, but let's call it out for what it is. Horses are dying at Santa Anita. No offense, it's the same suspects that are there. You do the math. You tell me, but you don't think these horses are hopped up on goofballs? You got no clue.
Yeah. I'm telling you guys right now, if you ever buy a racehorse, don't do it, number one. You don't want to do that. But number two, if you do, don't get an old jockey or driver ever. They don't want to risk anything. They're old. They don't want to get hurt. You know what I mean? They're like, hey, if they've been around long enough and they know that, like, I'm not going to get hurt over one race. But somebody like Travis was just like a young hotshot. He would run over anybody to get to the finish line for his cam. I like that.
So do I.
In fact, where's he racing right now? I want to bet on him. I want to bet.
He races everywhere. Oh, he races at Woodbine, Mohawk. He'll even do the D-tracks, Western Fair, Georgian. He'll go anywhere. Hell, I think the guy even races in Buffalo. I guess he's got, I don't know if he does a special quarantine or whatever, but I'll tell you, man, every time I watch harness racing and there's a track, like, and Cullen's racing, he's always top three, top four. Like, the guy doesn't come in last place. And he does it with bad horses sometimes, too. He's a maniac.
Yeah, he did it with ours.
Yeah, I wish he didn't get suspended for the baking powder because we could have won a little bit more money on the way out.
Hey, if our horse didn't get hurt right now, we probably own like 16 horses and we're one of the biggest names in the horse racing business.
That's our luck.
Over. You got the Joan Collins special again. Over and over. Bring it.
Coming at you all day.
Every day.
With more attitude than other lesser networks would deem appropriate. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Listening to the source of live odds, line, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use. But we just call it the winning edge. Keep it here.
There's plenty to go around.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Chat going here this evening, but looks like we're having some video malfunctions tonight. What the hell is your major malfunction? A lot. So we've got a couple of major malfunctions with us. The raging redhead Cam Stewart and the biggest malfunction of them all, Ian Cameron Babano.
Yeah.
What's up, Babano?
I can malfunction all I want. As long as the bets don't, I'll be happy. What's up, guys? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
oh, yeah,
Babano.
Yeah, it's real merry. Hey, if we can lose the Star Wars sound effects in the background, there we go. That would be better. I got to tell you, last show, Cam, of the week before Christmas, I was really hoping for a smoother ride, but I guess we should be, Cam. Well, it's never a smooth ride, Cam. Life is not a smooth ride. I said we're going to the break earlier, like every day. It's like, I don't tell myself, you know what? And I always say after, because I snap during these things, I want to pull a Bill O'Reilly. We'll do it live. All right. We'll do it live. Is that a great impression or what, Cam? What do you think, Babano? I know, Babano, you do good karaoke and impressions. What do you think of my Bill O'Reilly impression? It's pretty good, huh?
That's pretty accurate, because I've seen that clip like probably 50 times by now. That's pretty spot on, Gabe. You see, I can envision Bill O'Reilly saying that in my head when you were saying that like that.
It's not just yelling, we'll do it live. It's the tone. It's like, yeah, I'm bang on with this. We'll do it live!
Yeah, it was a meltdown. It was a meltdown tone, yeah. Yeah.
Thanks. All right, so as I wanted to get to, let's try to... Cam, God. Am I crazy? Can you
God
hear this
help
stuff,
us.
Cam? Like in the background? Like, didn't I just say
no?
Talking about this stuff, like about
yeah.
Right.
My thing now, Gabe, is my thing is this: we're like a team. Don't expect perfection. Just go out there and we grind, and we might cover the spread. An outright win is a lot to ask. Let's just cover the number. We'll be fine with that.
And a lot of people will be fine with you that way, Cam. Just cover the number.
Exactly.
Now, like after all this, like after all these years, do you now sympathize with head coaches more? Like you imagine, like sometimes a head coach is standing there and it's like watching his punter shank something. It's like even though you spent all day like telling them, don't do this, right? Don't like rotate the ball that way, and then they do it again. Like if you were a coach, like basketball would be the worst. Like being the head coach of a bad NBA team, just sitting on the bench watching your dudes do stupid things all night, What do you? And then everyone rips you in the media after. Oh, he's such a horrible coach. Like, but you got to bite the bullet, Cam, because you're getting paid big money.
It's, but, true. Right, so, it's true. It's
true. Like I wanted to say. So all this negativity in the world, and it's actually a sad negative story, but this is like, this is my Christmas tale for all you people out there, right? You think your life sucks. You lost on the bowl game. You've got no girlfriend. You've got no friends. Christmas means nothing to you because, you know, you've got no one in your life to give you a present. Things could always be worse. I told you it's a depressing story, but it turns out nice. Things could always be worse.
I hope it does.
Sorry, Cam. You have everything in your life. Okay. You've got a home.
I come on your show. You're making me cry. Yeah, no, I got it. You're right. Like, hey, I never complain about like life. I get mad about stupid stuff. You're right, though. But I'm a very lucky guy. I got a girlfriend who's got my back, you know. There's issues, obviously. Everyone's got problems in relationships, and there's things. But you know what I mean? She doesn't bust my balls about gambling. I like that. You know what I mean? I say, listen, you want to drink and party? You want to drink and party? I want to gamble? Here's a tip. Let's just let everyone be. Be yourself, and don't worry about it until you lose something big.
I've been with hardcore partying chicks before for years, and it's bad because we'd get wasted together and do really crazy things, and things can get out of hand.
Correct.
You can turn into Sid and Nancy. But then I've also been with like straight edge sort of church going people, and that's like too extreme too. You got to find a balance.
I agree.
So I was gonna say, you got Carl Anthony Towns, guys. This is a story that doesn't get enough. If Tiger Woods' his father died once, and we hear about it for 30 years. On the 16th anniversary of Earl passing away, Tiger Woods makes a putt. Isn't that emotional? Right? And, Brett Favre, his father passed away, threw a couple of touchdown passes. All good. I get it. My father died, too. I'm not making light of it. Carl Anthony Towns, his mother died from coronavirus. Six other relatives, like his mother's sisters, brothers, like everybody in his family are dropping. Seven people in total in his close family have died from coronavirus, including his mother. And dude goes out there, drops 22 tonight, and I'm even happy for him, despite the fact I lost my Pistons bet, but it's amazing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some other athlete, like LeBron James comes back after eating a bad taco, and he's treated like a hero. Carl Anthony Towns out there bawling his ass off, and you know, doing this, and, you know, people don't realize it. Like, he's not in good shape, this guy. Like, if you know, his comments tonight, he goes, even though my life is all effed up, I'm always going to be here for these guys and my team. Like, this is a guy that has like $180 million, yet he's falling apart emotionally inside, yet he's bawling and he's fighting his way through this. And he said to someone after the game, he said, I'm not the same person as I was before April 13th. He said, I'm a different man now, and I always will be moving forward. He's talked, that's the date his mother passed. And I see online people, you're a different man. Yeah, we'll see when the T-Wolves are 4-11 in a couple of weeks.
you're a bunch of jackasses people are.
Not the night to say some stupid thing like that. Come on, people.
No, but that's everyone. It's not one person. It's thousands of people. That's the society we're in right now.
Yep.
And Twitter.
I agree.
No, there's no mention of Carl. I got Rex Chapman showing some love, but Twitter is lighting up about Trump saying something stupid again or whatever, or partying people. God forbid. Yep. Oh, Giannis missed a free throw. He sucks. Oh, Giannis is a loser. Yeah. Giannis is a big loser in life. You're the one.
You know who else was you know who else was trending, Gabe? You know who else was trending? That loser, Kirk Cameron from Growing Pains. And I tweeted him back saying, you're an idiot. Because the guy's like, I hate that guy. Let's have a mask off party, you dummy. Here's the thing that I'm talking about. You're right. Carl Anthony Towns, that story's going way under the radar. And that's why I got upset about James Harden today. He's a selfish piece of crap. He's a prick. And he doesn't care about anybody. He could have walked around, got an old guy coronavirus, and the guy could die. And he's sitting there partying and talking gangster to people. Go F yourself. You're a clown, man. I honestly, Gabe, I hate that guy. If I ever met James Harden in Vegas, I'd tell him to F off right to his face. He's a piece of crap.
Labano?
Yeah, Dwayne Haskins too. Careless, reckless, you know, behavior that's costing. It may cost people. And the Washington football team came down hard on him. You know, big fine. You're not going to be a captain anymore. They're not screwing around with that kind of nonsense.
Who cares about a captain? Who cares?
They didn't come down.
I think they could have gone way harder.
They fined him $40,000. Not a major fine, but bad. For an NFL quarterback?
Yeah, they should. They should have done more.
I'd pay $40,000 to hang out with 12 hookers in a hotel room. It'd be worth it. What does he care? But you know what? Who said that Ryan Leaf? Somebody said, oh, he's turning into Ryan Leaf. And Dwayne Haskins. And I thought it was a little strong. You know, I'm like, all right, well, listen. Dwayne Haskins isn't breaking into people's medicine houses and medicine cabinets.
That's the thing.
Ryan
Leaf. Ryan Leaf's a cat burglar who's stealing pills. Like he was hopped up on opioids.
Pill
right?
popper, so, MD, yeah.
You know what the thing is, though, Gabe? I'm kind of a defensive person. Life could be hard for people. I don't even like taking shots at him. I'm more mad about James Harden because he's not, like, he's just an idiot. Like, Ryan Leaf was hooked on drugs, you know, and when you have a drug problem, you do crazy stuff.
Exactly. Like, imagine this. Like, honestly, Ryan Leaf wasn't even, like, stealing things from people's homes. So it wasn't like he broke into your house and, oh, I'm going to steal your wife's engagement ring or your wedding ring.
Yeah.
He went to your medicine cabinet. If I found
exactly,
dude, I'd actually like to talk to the guy. I wouldn't call a cops even. I'd be like, dude, listen, bro. Like, can't be going into people's medicine cabinet. I don't even have anything in my medicine cabinet, but can't be going to medicine cabinet. It's like, you'd have a talk with a guy. You know, like, dude, I remember years ago, man, there was a homeless guy. I woke up, there was a homeless guy sleeping on my couch. You know, I didn't attack him. I didn't use it as an excuse. You know what I mean? He was older. He was kind of schizophrenic. And it's what we get for leaving our door unlocked and open in a downtown area.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
Yep. We told him. Yep.
You're gotta go no. 20 bucks on the way. Here's 20 bucks.
You've seen my friends. You've seen some of my friends who sleep on the floor, Morenci. They're borderline homeless too. These guys don't even. I'd rather have a homeless guy. He might say, "Hey, how you doing?" Instead of eating all my food and drinking all my beer and bolting. Deadbeats.
Your buddies are the best, though.
Yeah, they're clowns. No, they're straight up clowns. Like these guys, like every guy's got a story too. Every guy's got a story.
You're right.
They are, but
all your buddies and
I love them though.
Oh, this guy's wife kicked him out. Oh, he's got a new kid. I'm like, I don't have time for this. Like you're right. All your buddies have like your buddies are like casting characters on This Is Us. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, even sadder.
Non-stop live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
What, are you not going to listen?
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SportsGrid is available on the radio, internet, TV, satellite,
and don't forget
our mobile app. So if you're not getting it,
you're just not trying.
Keep it right here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, late night anger, man. Happy holidays, or I should say happy Festivus. Let's say happy Festivus. Right now is better than the holidays. I don't know. It's because, you know, I've been on East Coast and West Coast for the holidays over the years. I always sort of mix it up. And there's definitely something to it where you feel more holiday-ish when there's snow and it's cold and stuff like that. Like, you know, whatever, dude. Today, there's no snow and it was sunny. So I can't even tell it's Christmas. But I guess we'll say Merry Christmas. Merry, you know what, though? Just because we're miserable, Cam, doesn't mean that other people aren't happy. Babano, I think Babano's all happy. And me and Cam were asking earlier, Babano. We don't know a lot about you, Babano. You're a very secretive person. So Although we should announce Babano's going to be with us. Babano's going to be with us on in-game live. He's in for Joe Lisi on Sunday. Lisi's soft. Oh, I have to go visit my kids and my family in Florida.
Yeah, unlike Joe Lisi, I don't have kids and family around to have to mingle with.
Morenci's
There's
the
a
best.
Big difference
guy,
between
guy,
him and
guy's
I.
The this guy's the best. He could be like falling off a cliff. You're soft. You missed the show tonight.
I'm kidding.
Lisi's got to see his. I know you're joking, but man, the guy's got to see his kids. I'm actually proud of Joe Lisi for taking the father role.
Remember a couple of years ago at Sports Grid in the studios while we were doing the show? We were doing Morenci Unfiltered. And so me and Cam are doing a show, Babano, and this kid's producing the show. Well, the term producer is tossed around loosely now. So the guy's, yeah, you know.
He was there.
He was there. He hit record. And so he's sitting there, but he gets up and, like, we go to a break or whatever, and he looks, he comes into the booth. He's like, all right, guys, this guy's going to be taking over. I got to go right now. And I'm like, what do you mean you got to go? I said, who the hell goes in the middle of a show? And then he tells us, he goes, I said, where are you going? I said, this better be good. And he goes, wow. He goes, my wife is pregnant and I'm going to a Le Mans class with her. And I told him with a straight face too. I said, you're telling me you're leaving a show because your wife's having a baby? I said, because you're Le Mans class? I said, really? And I looked at the guy like surprised and shocked. He looked scared. I was like, you know. I said, that's the type of stuff that gets you fired, man. And even Cam was like kind of freaked out sitting there. And I told the guy, no, I'm kidding.
No, but honestly, actually.
Yeah, but he's doing the breathing and all the exercises. You need to be there to comfort her, right?
That's what I told him.
Listen, Babano, I'm actually.
You're not the one having a kid. I said, you're not the one having a kid. Yeah.
It's emotional support thing, yeah.
Not just that. Who has a Le Mans class at like 5 o'clock? Like, you do that stuff at night. Like, are you kidding me? Like, that yeah, stuff, my buddies went all through that stuff.
You're not doing a show. How about
exactly.
That?
you just want to get out of work. Trust me, I'm with you on that one. Oh, yeah, nice, smooth 5 o'clock Le Mans class. That stuff's for 7:30 and later. Come on. Get a grip. Even I know that.
Yeah, you got to go to the dog barber after, too, the dog salon. Yeah, like.
Yeah. Groom the dog. Grooming the pooch.
I'd love to be an old school coach and just yell at people all day with that stuff.
It'd be fun.
I love
you'd
that.
You'd be good at it.
Oh, no, I told you. I played the only time I ever played golf on a sanctioned PGA course. I told you guys, I played the day after the Skins game with like Tiger Woods and John Daly, whatever, the whole nine yards. Cam knows the course.
Yep.
El Diablo.
It's awesome.
Freddie Couples designed El Diablo. And so. The grandstands was still up and everything. And I went with Steve Rapp. Steve Rapp used to be with Bowman's at Bet365. And good guy, Steve Rapp. So he's been good to me over the years. So, you know, me and Rapp went because, you know, we had the common whatever. We got the perks and we went golfing. And, of course, Rapp, you know, wants to bet. And it's like, yeah, it goes without saying. So we bet, except as Cam knows, Babano, I'm a terrible golfer. Rock like golfs every weekend, like for real. He's got his own clubs and like, you know what I mean? He's into it and stuff. So there was a handicap, but I wanted to tee off from the ladies' tees, not the intermediate, the ladies' cam, right? It's a PGA course, bro.
It's long.
It's a PGA course. Cam, there was a difference of like 80 yards, bro, in the tee box.
Oh, for sure.
No. Like, I'm not even kidding. I'm mad enough to admit it. You guys laugh. Well, go to a PGA course the day after Tiger Woods plays and tee off from where he tees off. You're going to get 18 yards away, all right? You're going to be taking 22 shots. So I'm like, so they're all like, no problem. And they waited, Cam, till I put my ball down on my tee and I was about to swing. And then they all said to me, the three guys, what, you're really going to do this? They're like, all right, you want us to get your skirt? And like, they started like, you know, they got into me, but it was good. I like that type of humor. It was fine. I didn't get all offended. So I told them.
Yep.
I said, all right. I said, all right, Rap. I said, fine. But when I said, when I run out of golf balls, you're giving them to me. Because I said, I'm not buying a bunch of golf balls because I'm putting them in a drink because I can't clear it. And lo and behold, buddy, I almost enjoyed it, Kemp. I put like seven balls in
a
drink. And I refused to take a drop. Yeah. I was like, bam, bam. I could not clear it.
People
and
don't know.
Him, give me another ball. Yep. Give me another ball. And you know Steve Rapp. He's a vain guy. He had expensive golf balls. Cam.
He is.
I lost about seven of his balls. And then he was like, all right. I even got out of the bet.
That's right. He plays like those Titleist Tour Baladas, like $17 a sleeve, right? You play the Crow Flights, 50 cents a ball. He's got like each ball $7, $6, $7. He's losing his mind. I'll tell you another thing, Gabe. I don't mind that either. We were talking about old hockey coaches. We had a hockey coach that actually like physically abused us. He used to shoot pucks at us when we didn't play well and like make us like do crazy stuff that we'd be in jail for today.
I gotta
be honest with you. I didn't mind it. Want to know why? Play better. Don't be stupid. Be
tough
good.
Love.
Then the guy didn't. He didn't shoot pucks at me because I realized, man, I'm not floating. I'm playing hard. I don't want to deal with this. And he respected that.
Our coach.
Different world we're living in now.
Our coach, we all knew. He's getting a divorce. He's not happy, and he drinks a lot. We better play good tonight. You know what I mean? It was one of those deals.
He's not happy. He's getting a divorce, and he's an alcoholic. What a combo.
Oh, yeah. No, and his son was on our team, right? So we knew. And the poor kid would be crying like, oh, my dad, I'm sorry. Because, dude, our coach used to throw pucks at people in the room. He'd throw a puck at you like when you're sitting on the bench in the room. And like the son, people would pick on the kid. They're like, your dad, man. Like, you know what I mean? And like the kid broke down. Oh, my parents are getting divorced. Things are terrible and stuff. But I love the coach. I swear to God, I love that guy. I have great memories, Cam. Like, I don't think like he hit me with a hockey stick a few times, but I deserved it. I was slacking off. Right.
Yep.
And you know what?
Yeah, that like same coach.
You're going to love this, Cam. You're going to love this in Babano. This is what sports is about. And tell you about this coach, okay? My grandfather played for the Montreal Canadiens and Team Canada. He's as straight as it gets, this guy. All right? God bless him. Loved him as much as anybody I've ever loved in this world before it has lived. And, you know, I was kind of like a little, you know, I was out of control a bit. And it was a big game. And I was like 15. And I was outside like this store sort of strip mall about a block away from the arena. And it was really raining hard and stuff. And I stopped to smoke a joint, all right, before I went into the arena. And I was a kid.
For sure.
Except my alcoholic coach came out of the liquor store.
Right?
So he sees me and he's like, ah. He goes, I know you and your loser buddies. And he goes, he starts naming other guys on the team. I know you guys do this stuff, but he goes, before a game? He goes, it's a big game. And I told him, don't worry, coach. I've done worse before games. I kind of was mouthy with him. And
yikes.
And so he benched me, okay? And I've never been benched. He benched me. So we didn't even have a backup goalie. Like he called up the kid, like from the league below us and everything. Like, see, benched me. My grandfather drove like an hour to see every game I played in, man. All right. And my grandfather played hockey for the month. Like, he was not impressed that I wasn't playing. So he confronts the coach after the game, guys. And I'm there in the hallway. My grandfather's like steaming. What the hell? He's got 6 shutouts? You guys are 11-1? What the hell's going on here? Why didn't he, like, and I'm like, it's okay, Gramps. And he's like, no, it's not okay. Like, he's like one of those type of deals. And I'm like, oh my God, man, this is going to be bad. And you know what? My grandfather says, you tell me right now why he didn't start tonight. And instead of saying, you know what? I saw your grandson smoking weed outside the arena. He said, your grandson needs to work on his glove hand. We were worried. They had a lot of guys on their team that shoot high. And
yeah, that's nice of the coach. He didn't sell you out.
How do you not respect that? Except it was almost worse because the next day when I went home, my grandfather, we got up like at 8 a.m. He goes, all right, get ready.
Glove hand.
Guy shot like 500 bucks at me. Glove hand.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I don't have a glove hand problem. All right. I don't have a glove hand problem. All right. It's an excuse. So I'm there. And then my grandfather, God rest his soul, he's telling me, I don't know what the hell your coach is talking about. Your glove hand's fine.
Exactly.
hey, Gabe, that same coach, I remember I met him at a funeral or whatever, and he was like, hey, Cam, I see you guys, he watched, like, sports. He's like, yeah, I see you and the bald guy. It's like when the score was going on, right? And he knew I started to gamble, and he didn't tell anybody in his family. He's like, want to go to Woodbine? He was my old hockey coach. The guy was right into the ponies. It was the best. We set up a didn't even tell like his sons or anything. Want to go to Woodbine? Yes, I do. I'll see you there. I love it. Yeah. It was great. Yeah, me and that guy always got along, actually. It was awesome.
Last story we'll tell you. I don't know if you know Babano. You know, I know Cam knows, but you know the Donnelly brothers played in the National Hockey League in the 80s. Late 70s, early 80s.
Yes.
I heard of them.
Yeah, he was my coach, too, after the crazy guy came. Like, because the crazy guy, we were like, that he wasn't like so. Like, I played, like, enough. And Cam knows. I don't sit here and tell you, I couldn't play in the NHL. I had NCAA scholarship offers and stuff, but my grades sucked. And NCAA hockey wasn't that good in the old days when I played. But put it this way. Like, I played on a team that my head coach was an NHL player. You know what I mean? Like Gord Donnelly was my coach,
yeah.
And God bless him. He used to tell us. He said, you know, because we used to play on Friday nights and you know, like Tuesdays and Friday nights type thing. And on Friday nights, point blank, and we were kids, man, like 14, 13, 14, that 15, like all that type stuff. And he used to say, listen, we win the game, we go back to my place and we drink beer. Our little secret.
I like that.
Yeah, right.
There you go. That's a coach right there.
And
yeah.
He said, I don't know what you guys do, but he goes, you know, it's sort of team bonding. And as Cam knows, hockey, beer's like soda. It doesn't count, right? I'm just giving guys like the hockey culture behind the scenes. So when you hear about why guys are the way they are when they're pros, when you hear that Austin Matthews is all drunk mooning people at 3 a.m, he's been encouraged entire life.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Hockey players, there's no doubt about it. They crush everybody in drinking.
Get mad in hockey. Like most jobs, you show up drunk. Your coach is drunk. You know what I mean? Like everyone's drunk. It's acceptable. It's acceptable. That's why they don't have red noses. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our goal is subtle,
but profound.
We want you,
Sporto,
to hold court at the company water cooler every Friday and Monday.
Get it?
That's the winning edge. All you gotta do is listen. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
What's the dumbest bet I ever heard of?
I disagree.
The 3-minute warning. Level one. Man, this show's just flying by. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, kicking to us. Babano as well. We're going to get to Babano's picks. But I know, Cam, it's been a long week. But I told you, it'd be painless tonight. Huh? It's like going to the dentist now. Going to the dentist in the old days, I used to go in the 70s, man. It would suck. It was medieval. Right? Now, you don't even feel anything. Right? They bake you up. You can't tell. I told you, quick and painless. We haven't gotten to the NFL. And this is our last show of the week, guys. So we got to get into our NFL picks and everything. But I like talking about the old hockey stories. It's great times.
I love it.
We did some crazy things. And I'm saying we had an NHL coach, but Cam got his face pulverized by one of the toughest guys in NHL history, in Eric Karns. Didn't you? You got into a fight with him. You played big league hockey, too.
Yeah, they were on the Burlington Selects, and they were a much better team than us. Like, our team was like a bad AAA team, and I remember I sat out in front of the net, and I used to hang out there. I used to work against guys who couldn't play, but this guy was a monster. He's like Zdeno Chara, right? And he starts hitting me in the back and the back and the back, and he's hitting my nuts. And after a while, I just lost it on this guy. I go, oh, my God, I'm fighting Andre the Giant. Guy rips off my helmet. I'm sitting there going, oh, man, this guy just ragdolled me. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was pretty crazy, Gabe. But, hey, man, if you've been beaten up by a guy that's played in the NHL and he was a tough guy in the NHL, yeah, you can kind of respect it. And he worked with my buddy Rob G at Milestones, the restaurant Babano knows at Brant Road there. And I ran into him again, and we had a good laugh about it. He didn't really remember. He goes, I beat up a lot of people.
All right, so we're
it wasn't as bad as the Dano Chara awesome. And Brian McCabe many years ago for you, Cam, was it? It wasn't
That's
like
awesome.
You were Brian McCabe with Sedano
awesome.
Chara.
That's awesome, Cam, that he tells you that. He tells you, yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah. I beat up a lot of people.
He goes, I don't even know who you are. You're friends with my buddy Rob, and I beat up everybody. You just put you on the list. Thanks.
That's cold. All right. Or with Sedano
awesome.
And Cam on the other side. Late Night Anger Management class continues. I don't remember.
Live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use. Sports Grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.